Hello, we are 5th grade students from Carbondale Middle School. Here to inform you about how to spot fake news, we have recorded public service announcements about digital media literacy to help you identify reliable sources of information.
Did you know that according to the U.S. government, scammers make about $1.4 billion each year off of fake news? You should read this article to find out how not to get scammed off of fake news. I think that before all, and before you read every article, you should check the author to see if it's a fake author or not. If it's a fake author, then it might be a robot, which probably means that the website is fake because they actually have no one writing the actual article. My reporter, his name was Adam Liptak. I looked him up, and he reports for the New York Times, which is my source, so that's reliable. Also, you should look up the source so you know if the source is reliable. It could help you because the scammers want you to look up what their thing is, so they might choose a different thing. That's why you look it up. Another important thing to look out for is .com/LO or .com/CO. My source had no .LO or .CO, it just had .com. See? www.newyorktimes.com. Another way to find fake news is to look it up on Wikipedia, not on Google, on Wikipedia. Because Wikipedia shows you if the source, it says sometimes it's a fake news thing with scammer possibility. It could help you because the source might be fake and it might say a fake source. My source is a well-known source that has been around since 1851 and is the third-ranked newspaper in the country by circulation. In conclusion, it is important to find reliability in news because if you find fake news, then you will save people from drowning in the river of fake news. Because there is so much fake news that goes around, people get way too absorbed and the fake news site will make money off of the person. So go save the friends and find fake news.
This has been a collaboration between Carbondale Middle School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.